Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Hey. What's going on there, tea sippers? It is another glorious Wednesday, honey. And you know what time it is. So I hope you have all of your crumpets together, baby, because it's time to dish tea. And you're dishing tea, darlings. With Big Meech. Hey, babies. Yes. I'm still here. For those of you who tuned in last week, honey, you know that, you know, my time to make the donut job, I'm still on vacation, and I'm actually kind of enjoying it, honey. I really, really, really needed some rejuvenation time. You know how you get to doing stuff and you know, every little thing starts to get on your nerve and you just really need a break from everything just for a moment so that you can just replenish and be ready to go back in fresh and anew. And I'm taking this time to do just that. And it's really wonderful. I don't necessarily know what to do with myself, honey. Now, the flaw in this equation is that my travel money I had spent already, because I was supposed to have taken this vacation back in March, remember? But we canceled, and y'all know I was supposed to be going through that surgery and things. And so I had to use the travel money for something else. And now that I had to burn the 2 weeks or lose the 2 weeks, now I'm burning it, honey, and got to sit up here and do this. But being at home and looking at my house and carrying on, honey, has been totally gratifying. Uh-huh. So, I hope that you are enjoying yourselves on this day down here. And it's, you know, I'm living in Atlanta, Georgia now, honey. We got, it's foggy and a little cast or whatever. They've been saying it's scattered thunder showers down here. Although we're hot, honey, it's 76 degrees still. So, yeah, that's what's going on down here. So, I would like to thank all of you for taking your time out of your day to join us today. I am having such a lovely, lovely, lovely experience. You know, I affectionately call my guest, honey, one of my new sisters, honey. And, you know, she's returning with us, and I'm very thankful and appreciative and all of that. So if I seem a little giddy, it's because I am. So with that, my darlings, let me let you know, honey, the tea room is open. If you're listening by computer and wish to go and chat with other folks that are over there, honey, you're more than welcome to do so. It is open. However, in order for you to participate in the conversation, you must create a profile page. Now, you know, just like any other social media, honey, these pages are free to do, and there is no obligation outside of you just participating, and that's it, okay? Now, if you're listening by computer and wish to call in with questions, comments, or concerns for our guest, or just want to say hello and those kinds of things, I encourage you to dial 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Press the number 1 so that I know that you want to say something, and then I'll have you in my call queue, and we'll go from there, okay? So having said all that, for those of you who have questions, comments, concerns, show ideas, Dear Big Meech letters, if you really want my advice, I know I'll shoot from the hip. Show ideas, possible guests. If you want to be considered to be a guest on the show, I encourage you to email me at bigmeach@dishingtea.com. That's BIGMEACH at dishingtea.com. Okay? Or you could just go to the website, www.dishingtea.com, and there you're able to just touch bases with who I am a little bit. I'll link on to all of our sponsors that make this possible for me. And also, you can leave all of your contact information there. In addition, at that website, you can also link on and order your copy of my book, Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. I am very proud of it, honey. I want to say thank you. Because this weekend we're going to be in another store in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, actually on the outskirts in Ferndale. Y'all know how we are, right there in Ferndale at 9 Mile and Woodward at Just For Us Bookstore. So I'm encouraging all of you, honey, give them a call now and pre-order your copy so that the owner, Kevin, knows how many he needs to get from me right away. So call Just For Us Books at 248-547-5878. That's 248-547-5878. And order your copy there. And you can go pick it up right there at Just For Us Bookstore at 211 West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale, Michigan, right there at Woodward Avenue. So I'm very, very, very excited about that particular move. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Also, let me say this, because I'm coming home next month, children. Praise the Lord. I am coming home. And when I get there, I want you guys to come and join me, because I will be at the Five More Artists Celebration. And you are cordially invited to come on out with us, honey, and to participate at the Five More Artists Detroit 2012. This is the 7th annual event spectacular. We are making art, jazz, and theater beautifully affordable, a tribal event of art, jazz, and theater, Saturday, June 23rd from 7 p.m. until midnight at the Detroit Samaritan Center that's located right there on the east side at 5555 Connor Avenue. This is sponsored by Pharaoh's Treasure Box. We are supporting change in our community through our mission of love, cultural awareness, unity, and the pursuit of dreams. Five More Artists, we're going to have a host, of course, Mr. Peter Jackson, who is our Detroit artist and the artistic director of this event, with special guest Jesse Peck of the legendary Spinners is going to be there, Darlene Blakely, Chandra Tipler, Abram Carter, Broadway actor and Las Vegas entertainer Brent Devin Vance, and of course yours truly, radio talk show host and author Big Meech. We're going to have an evening of live jazz. We're going to have some theatrical presentations by La Trope des Arts, which is our high school drama company that we started 20-some-odd years ago. And those of us who are still in contact, we still do theatrical pieces together. So we're going to give you an evening of theater, experimental. And also, we'll have a little bite for you to eat, a little crudité, a little wine. You know, it'll be a cute evening of culture. So we encourage you to come on out and to partake. For more information or to get ticket information, please call 248-688-5178. That's 248-688-5178. If you have a product, a business card, want to wish us well, want to be supportive, we are putting together a souvenir program booklet. And we would like for you to come on in and to place an ad with us. Ads start as low as $25 for a business card size. I'm encouraging everybody to take a quarter page. A quarter page is just that. A full quarter page, full color, is only $50. So if you have your little postcard size advertisement that you're giving out to folks on the street, those little 4x6 cards, those are perfect. That is exactly the size of a quarter page. So you could take that for $50 and put that in the book, and honey, we're going to get it out, and we're going to distribute that to all of our patrons here, and we're looking to top our thing. We're looking at about 500 to 1,000 people that's going to attend this, so you'll be well advertised and well distributed, and so we're hoping that you will support us. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about that, because our deadline is coming up, that's why I'm saying all of this now, the deadline is coming up as of May 24th. We need to get everything in so that we can get it to the printer and have it all ready for the guests who are going to be there. So please call 248-688-5178, 248-688-5178 for more information, to get the email address, pharaohstreasurebox@yahoo.com, to send everything over electronically. You can pay by PayPal if you're out of state and want to participate. You can also, if that's not your fancy to place an ad, we also have an account with Indiegogo.com, and you can go there and make a donation as little as a dollar. You can make a donation with us and to help the cause, okay? So for more information, 248-688-5178. Mr. Peter Jackson, the artistic director and creator of Five More Artists Detroit, and a tribal evening of art, jazz, and theater. Okay? So, thank you for that public service announcement. Now, let me also say this, because we're about to get into the show, and that is my disclaimer here, that Dishing Tea with Big Meech is not for children or anyone who is not mature enough to handle the subject matters. This is a mature show, and the language and subject matter may not be or is not for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the material. So your listening discretion is advised. Yes, I said that off the top of my head. I'm not reading a prompt right now. But I will say it again. Dishing Tea with Big Meech is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters are not suitable for children or anyone who is not mature enough to handle the subject matter. So your listening discretion is advised. Everyone who knows me knows that I have a potty mouth. I make no excuses for it. I'm 42 years old now. I've earned the right for every four-letter word that slings out of my mouth. So having said all that, I don't know which bag I'm coming out of. Just know that I'm coming out of one. So if you're at work, put your headphones on or turn the volume down to a respectful level. If you have children around, honey, let the children go watch the cartoons. It is time for Barney and all those other different children, the VeggieTales and Sesame Street and all that. Get them out of the room so that you can have adult conversation, because you bitches are not going to come to me and say, oh, Big Meats, you did and you said and I got. No, I'm not accepting that. Govern yourselves accordingly, okay? Now, you have been warned. Okay. Now, before I bring on our guests, I'm going to take a little breather because, of course, you know, the opening comments, is, you know, take up a little bit of time, and I get a little parched. So I'm going to take a little break right now. We're going to do a couple of commercials, and I will be back on the flip side of this, and then we're going to bring in my guest. I'm having such a wonderful time with this. So I'll be right back in, what, 2 and 2, they say? Okay, we'll see. Ciao.
Hey,
are you looking for that special place to take someone for a good down-home southern meal and some live entertainment? Well, have I got the place for you. Right here in the underground Atlanta, we have the Georgia Peach Restaurant and Lounge. Enjoy southern hospitality and southern fusion cuisine. This is the perfect place to dine and mingle while experiencing a home-like atmosphere. Stop by and enjoy invigorating jazz and blues music with live entertainment on the weekends. We're open Monday through Saturdays. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Dinner served from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Appetizers from 10 p.m. until close. Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you are a government employee, military personnel, or an airline employee, you will enjoy a 10% discount on all of your dine-in food. Located in the underground Atlanta, right there at Kenny's Alley in the heart of Atlanta, you have the Georgia Peach Restaurant and Lounge. For more information, contact them at 404-348-4300. That's 404-348-4300. Or go online and look them up at www.dinegapeach.com. That's www.dinegapeach.com. The Georgia Peach Restaurant and Lounge. Southern hospitality and Southern fusion cuisine. The Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. We specialize in jerk and conch food catering, party promotions and emceeing, entertainment with the Caribbean swagger, island fever on the mainland, bam bam. We also provide customized tour guides through gay-friendly Bahamas to all the hot spots of dining and club life events. Mr. Savano T. DeMarco is the founder and CEO of the CABC. For more information, please contact him at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com. That's Caribbean Boys with a Z, ATL, at yahoo.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. That's facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. Island fever on the mainland. Bam, bam.
This is Karen Reese, and I'm all the way from Jamaica. I'm dishing tea with Big Meech right here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are back. Well, if you're just tuning in with us, my darlings, I want you to have all of your tea and your crumpets together, baby, because my big sister is back with me, honey, And I just call this show Music's Incredible Seasoning. This Mrs. Dash, Sarah Dash, that is. And if you know anything about this remarkable woman, honey, as you all know, well, let me say this because you all may not. I have young listeners who are new to the music scene and may have to understand a couple of things. Number one, my guest, Miss Sarah Dash, is one of the founding members of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. And when Cindy Birdsong left to go join the Supremes, they reorganized themselves and became LaBelle. When they became LaBelle, they were revolutionary in taking music and revitalizing sound. They took that church girl sound, honey, and took it so much to a different plateau, to where LaBelle has become known and is down in history as the very first female rock group. That's right, the first female rock group. They were very revolutionary as three strong black women to talk about the things that they were talking about in their music, with social conscious issues, women's sexuality, and understanding what it was to be appreciated as a woman. These women were no joke. Do you understand me? Now, many of you know them for "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?" Okay? That there was a little tease line from the song Lady Marmalade that you young kids think was Pink and all those children who sing it. But it originated with this woman here, okay? Now, she's been on here before with us, and the last time she was here was 2 years ago, and she serenaded me for my birthday, honey, which was a treat within itself, and I still hang on to that. I still play that show just so I can hear her sing exclusively to me. And since that time, she and I have been in contact with one another, and right now, we are embarking on getting you some new information because I'm very, 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 very overly excited about what she has to offer and what she's been doing since that time she was here with us last. So without any further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others the one and only, she was known as a little pussycat kitten, honey. This is Miss Sarah Dash, honey. Hello there, big sister. How you doing?
Hi, Big Meech. How are you?
I am everything, and everything is me.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Excited about being on your show today.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetie. I'm just bubbling over with having you here with me as well, because, you know, being a fan of the music, being a fan of yours, following your career, and taking the journey with you through some of the ups and downs of the music industry, some personal battles that you have shared with the public, and I just feel as though that I'm connected with you. And I say this, and I'd like to say this publicly all the time, that without your contribution to music, then I feel as though my voice would have been squandered some. Because with what you did with Patti and Nona, and what you did independently with Keith Richards and all these other different artists that you've worked with, even the new guy with the opening song, for those of you who don't know, that was Sir Ari Golden, I believe is his last name.
Yes,
that song is called
Ari
Sparkle.
Gold.
Ari
yes.
Gold. And that song is called Sparkle. It's a very uplifting song. He's an LGBT out and open artist whose mission is to bring about awareness for the LGBT community. And with you on that particular song with him, and to bring out your inner diva, honey, and sparkle and shine when life is throwing you lemons, honey, just bring out that diva. I am very, very humbled. I'm very appreciative of you, and I'm in awe, and I thank you so much for helping us to have a voice in this time and space.
You are welcome. I feel that everyone, in spite of who you are, what you do, what your preference is, you are still God's child. And that goes further than anything. One should not diminish or dismiss anyone's life And I'm very supportive of all the organizations that support people so that they can have a life and a voice and a place to be in this society.
Okay, I live for that. I live for that. Now, let's go here because I have something. I'm going to play something right now because okay. I got you calm right now.
Yeah.
And when I play this, yeah, hold this. I'm finna go into the soccer to you for just half a second, okay? So y'all bear with me, because when I heard this song, I said, "Oh, I got to give her this. Listen to this. Do you remember doing this?"
Okay, let me listen. It's candy from your face. My very first solo album.
Your first solo album. Yes, ma'am, it was.
Yes. Yes. My goodness. You pulled that. You did.
Oh, sister. Yes. I had to. I was like, oh, my God. I have to do something because I wanted to make sure that I took you back on this particular journey, particularly as a solo artist, because a lot of folks would have went back to LaBelle days, and that's cute, and I got all that. But I wanted to focus a lot on the solo career because what has happened, you know, with Patty being a standout artist or whatever, sometimes I think that you girls were not given we're not given the just desserts that I feel that you should have gotten as solo performers. You know, Patty does her thing and she mentions you girls and, you know, she always includes you girls in all of her concerts. And, you know, she talks about the days and wishes you girls was on stage and this, that, and the third with her. But when it came down to your independent music, honey, I think that some of it got lost sometimes. And I needed to go back to make sure that the folks understand who you are. Because, sister, that song there, you pushed that song just like a little sex kitten. And I can't stand you for it, honey. I'm like, ow!
Well, you know, it does. I sang it in a falsetto voice, mixed a little bit with natural. And, you know, I just admire you for, you know, wanting to share with the listening audience what I've done as a solo artist. And, you know, with Patty being out there, she does mention us a lot, and she does keep the name out there because whenever she's doing an interview, very far inception between that people don't mention Nona Hendrix and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does keep us alive in a sense. And, you know, having embarked upon a solo career, you know, some of us are better prepared for it than others.
Right.
So I never forget to mention them when I'm on stage as well. And when I do my interviews, yes.
Because, well, see, that's the sisterhood. That there is the sister. If you sisters, honey, it doesn't work without it. You know, yes, I'm out here by myself now, honey, but my sisters was here. If my sisters were here, honey, you know, you'd think you're doing something. Nah, baby, if my sisters were here, because we're crazy anyway, child, please, you know. But let me show you what I could do without them because I could stand on my own. And I so admire that. And I wanted to take that particular song because let's start here because I want to build up to the reveal of the new material, honey. Okay. And with that being from your very first solo album, particularly at that time, coming out of the revolutionary period, you know, when you girls were singing about women's sexuality and understanding that it was okay to be a woman with desires and carrying on, and I could speak about it tastefully, you know, a little teasingly, and this, that, and the other. At that time, as a solo artist, what was the music industry like for you having to be a businesswoman, a solo artist in a male-dominated culture?
It was quite different because you still even, at that time, there were a lot of men who were still in shock over the fact that we were celebrating women's liberation.
Mm.
And at that time, there were not, you know, although it was in the press and everyone was speaking about it, there were some sitting in positions that were not readily willing to let that happen. I guess it was all due to the male ego. But it soon passed, and I could thank, you know, God rest his soul, Don Kirshner. He saw through that. He supported us as a group, and when he signed me as a solo artist, he did not want me to lose any of that.
Bless his heart.
Yes, bless his heart. On that first solo album, there were songs on there that were called You've Got to Give Your Man a Helping Hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, We're Lovers After All.
Yes.
And then, you know, going down with the song Sinner Man. That was indicative of his vision of what women should be in the industry, too. And having been in that place, he let that soar for me as a solo artist. He did not try to prohibit or block any of that message for me as a solo artist. So a lot of that credit goes to him and his writers at the time.
Oh, wonderful.
They did support and they saw the vision as to where it is today, you know.
Wow. Yes. Now, did you feel that when you came into this and you had an embracing hand to help mold and shape you, did you feel pressure from any of the other artists or some of your contemporaries at the time who may not have had that same kind of embracement?
Well, there was a bit of pressure in the form of being competitive, which I'm not really a competitive person. I do what the spirit tells me to do and move in the area that I do. I guess some are saying not with those outfits that you were wearing. Well, the spirit led me to wear that because I like to be different and set aside. I mean, I'm a singer. We're all singers. But I do believe in setting an image and portraying it to a place where you get them to look and then they listen. I'm a strong proponent of the art of attention.
Okay.
And, you know, we had, yes, I did have some people saying, oh, my God, what is this all about? You can't be singing a song like Thinner Man, and why are you moving like that? Well, that's the move I was born with. That's the move I had. And that was where I was. So you pay little attention to what other people, you know, say or feel. Otherwise, you'd be like a very confused person and having some nurses around you 24/7. So
How about that?
To do what they feel from the inside out.
Now, you know, now that's interesting. Let's explore that particular piece of it, because as we see over the years that the music industry has changed a lot. In fact, record companies are not even record labels anymore. They're more distributing houses now.
Yeah.
Having been able to be your own person, how is it more so? I think the question I'm asking is about your team, the people that you have around you who support the vision. Because a lot of times, you know, I've heard a lot of artists say, you know, we have to stand and don't let nobody tell you this and steer you there. But then you have those who are so far one way or the other to where you need to reel them in. So how important was it to have a strong team around you, particularly when Patty and Nona said, you know, they were doing their own thing, and you girls were the team and all of that. Now you're doing it on your own.
Well, I thank God right now because I have a great team. We call ourselves Team Dash. At the beginning of what I'm doing now, which is my one-woman show. And it's comprised of people in different walks of life. It's just not music people, but they all have a love for music, starting with my friend Dr. David Rosenberg, who is the top psychiatrist at Rikers Island. And first and foremost, we have Robert Risco, who is the caricaturist for Vanity Fair magazine in the back of that. Then we have Terry West, who comes from a political aspect, who worked with Governor Corzine. You know, I have good friends around me, BJ, and then my sister, who is, you know, she has a master's in business administration.
Love.
BJ, having been in the business herself, you know, I rely on these people to tell me the truth. And to help me see the side of my brain that may not be working at that particular moment, and they keep it real for me. They help me in my perspectives, and they're all people who believe in the spirit. They're strong-minded, and they all have their individual careers, yet they still have a Sarah Dash vision. In the past, I've had a lot of music people around me, not that they were terrible people or different people, but I find that when you have a diverse group of people that is working in your camp, they go off, they do what they do, but yet there is a pulling effort here, you know, that really works. And I have a friend who's in real estate, who's like the vice president of a major real estate company. So I've just been blessed to have the elements of the different walks of life that all love the music, and they want to see me walk the path that needs to be walked. And particularly at this time in my life where I'm at a more mature level, and there's an element there. And my show also, the One Woman Show, which I call Sarah-One Woman, I have, my music director is a Tony, six-time Tony winner, a Grammy winner, and he is the music part of my life that keeps the chords and the, you know, stretch, Sarah. You can use that part of your voice. Use that. They need to hear that you can sing that way. So
yes.
With that, I've been doing jazz, blues, comedy, you know, acting on the stage with it. And it just is, it's a good time right now. I pinch myself daily. And, you know, and the other part that keeps me going, too, is that I'm on the board of governors for the Grammys in the Philadelphia chapter.
Oh!
Yes, I've been elected. I was elected. I'm in my second term now. I'm also part of their nominating committee and the review board and alternate for the national level of the Grammys. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, so I keep looking for things to do. I'm creating and still developing the Music and Arts Academy, Sarah-Music and Arts Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I may have my site. I'm not going to speak on it too soon because we're still praying about it. But there are other things in my life, too, that the Team Dash encourages. You know?
See.
And there'll be times, and they're not afraid to be honest. That's key. Honesty is key.
I love that. I love that.
I don't care how.
I love that.
It's like they don't, you know, they're, of course they care about what I've done in the past, but it is, they will say, Sarah, you should cut that out. Sarah, don't wear your hair like that. Why don't you try this? You know, and I listen and I try it. Sometimes a little bit stubborn and moving in some areas. I respect them and I do listen. I do listen,
mm-hmm.
because if you're going to put a team around you to help you, you cannot second guess that team. There's everyone with their individual personalities, but you still know that the effort is there for you.
Mm-hmm. But you know, now let's speak on that for a moment, because now that we're here, what do you think is one of your most significant changes over the years with the development of Sarah-Dash, or the evolution of Sarah-Dash from being, the one who seemed to be shy but had all this huge voice that came out of nowhere, you know, and was able to let everybody know I could hold my own with Nona, I could hold my own with Patty. And that, when I look at old clips and on YouTube, they have some old footage of y'all, okay, concerts that I wish I had been. I wasn't supposed to be there because I'd be dead today because I would have no voice or whatever.
Oh, my.
Okay, I would have no voice. I would be literally dead today because and I holler at the screen. I have to jump up so I don't hit the screen because, it's, you know, there's all this little LCD stuff. And I'd be wanting to throw something at it because I'm like, you ain't supposed to sing like that. It got me all like this, you know. But coming from that place, and now, you know, you've matured, you know, I don't necessarily have to prove anything anymore, you know, and, you know, I'm wiser now in my decision-making, you know. I know how to eloquently use my voice. I know how to titillate you here. I know how to hit a note there to make you scream, you know, without over-singing and all of that. You know, what is some of the most significant changes for you over the years?
Well, the change is development. You have your personal things that you go through. And you look back and you say, you know, when I was on stage doing that, it felt right, but also it was done because someone said, this is what you should do. And the amazing thing about the one-woman show that I'm doing at the Laurie Beachman once a month in New York City is that I've taken some of the old material and pulled it into today, and and I find that the audience is ready to listen to it. But what I find is that I'm not afraid. You know, some say I seem shy. I was shy at a point because I went to acting school to get past that. But what I find today is that, you know, my goals mean something. They're a little more, my approach to my goals are just more, I would say, single-minded, kind of like, well, resolute, you know. And, mm-hmm. and I don't let anything sway me from my purpose. I don't let personal relationships do that. I'm not afraid to approach a problem without wondering if I'm going to be dropped if I speak too loudly or disagree. So I've come to be a lot of less concerned with, you know, the changes that come around, and, you know, my dreams are more happily realized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, and I don't feel compelled to change. You know, I don't feel compelled to change me when situations around me are changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like we have to use the words that are positive, like you boldly go forward. And
right.
That's what, you know, and you don't let the criticisms or the roadblocks, you know, have the power to take you away from what you're doing. You may be distracted for a moment. You might feel a little bit of pain. It will get you. It will come to you. Because what we need to realize in any part of your life, I say this to the young people as well as to people who are my age or older, is that you will invariably have rejection. But that
mm-hmm.
should not distract you. You will have people who will be in your life pretending to help you, on the other hand, helping themselves.
Mm.
So distract you. You just have to get up and brush it off, and don't let anything change your vision. You know, because in the Bible, David said, he will restore.
Oh.
He restores. Okay?
That's
so,
it now.
Yes, you know. There'll be moments when you just feel like, oh, God, today I don't feel like doing this. But the one thing you need around you is a team that says, aren't you supposed to be doing this? Aren't you supposed to be doing that? Let's try this look. Let's try that look. And with that, you know, you have a chosen intention within yourself that keeps you committed to yourself.
Right.
And, you know, it helps you keep your passions alive, you know, as you pursue all the things that you want to do. Some things I didn't pursue, like acting, it came to me. I studied, and like I said, I went to acting school, but did I ever think I would have a role in a movie next to Charles Dutton? You know
right.
what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, you're going to have these periods of adversity, but you got to trump through them and find a smile and something to hold on to, which is your focus, which is your goals, which are your goals, and you just keep them. You know, they really, your focus really helps you to see and peer into your life's purpose, to be about God's purpose.
Now, how about that? Now,
yes.
How about that? Okay. Now, I'm going to hit you with a question. I'm going to let you think on it. I got to take a little commercial break, and then I'm going to have you answer when we come back. But here's the question.
Will it knock my wig off?
I don't know. No,
okay.
I'm gonna come to those later. Let me stay cute, right? I'm gonna stay cute.
Okay.
How do you prepare your set list when preparing for a show? Now, you have the one-woman show that's scripted and that there was prepared. And then when you're on tour and you're doing your own thing and whatever, how do you select the material that you need? I've been wanting to ask this of many different people because I know as a fan, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, if I could just get you to sing this song here, you would just wreck this audience, honey. You know, particularly with the diehards that are there. How do you select the material that you're going to use for a certain set? So think on that. I'm going to take a couple little break here, and I'm going to have you answer that on the flip side of it. Now, if you're listening right now, The telephone number to call in is 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Press the number 1 if you want to ask a question or want to say hello to Sarah, and I'll know that you're in my call queue and want to say something. There was a 313 number, and I think he's either in a bad spot or he's calling on his lunch break or something. I'm gonna get the next time you come in, I see your hand, I'm gonna take your question, honey, and we're gonna go. We're gonna do this. So I will let you guys talk and things on the flip side of this. So I'll talk to you in just a few moments.
Icha Vidal Couture Icha Vidal Couture. Enjoy high fashion with luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture. Designed by Miss Michi DeVale. Michi DeVale. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807. 313-996-9807. Or go to Facebook and go to facebook.com/ Michi DeVale. That's MICHIEDEVALE. Michi DeVale. Icham Vidal Couture. Trade Day Management and Publicity Firm, an Atlanta-based PR production and management consultancy firm specializing in aggressive publicity and exposure campaigns, artist development, leveraging mutually beneficial relationships, and brokering deal with integrity. At Trade Day Management, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal. For all of your public relations and entertainment management needs, contact Travion Davenport at 678-523-3088. That's 678-523-3088, or email at tradeaypr@gmail.com. That's tradeay, TREADAYPR at gmail.com. Trade Day Management and Publicity Firm. Hey there, tea sippers. We're giving it to you the way it's given to us. Fabulously and fierce, never shady or cynical. You're dishing tea with Big Meech right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Well, all
wow.
right, and we are back.
Where did you find that? Wow, that was at the Robert Johnson anniversary, 100th anniversary at the Apollo Theater with Kemo.
Oh,
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm saying, that sounds like me, but is it? Yes.
Okay.
Where did you find that? My goodness, yes. Where that was a great event.
Oh, my God.
That was a great event. Elvis Costello was on that show. We had Living Color, which I sang a duet with Corey.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a great evening, a great celebration. Joe Morton, he produced that. And Steve Jordan was the one who pulled me into it. And again, mm-hmm. I'll tell you about a team. Dr. Davis said, you know, they're doing this. You need to be in touch with Steve. And Steve was like, I've been waiting. He said, I just finished talking about you. Oh, you are just going to just know you're on this show.
Okay. I love it.
Wow.
Oh, honey. When I came across this, I'm telling you, the power of YouTube and investigative work, okay?
Oh,
it's
my
a beautiful,
goodness.
Beautiful thing, honey. Because when I came across this, I said, okay, I'm a sucker with this one because she's not going to think I know this, okay? She's not going to think I know this.
My goodness. No wonder they call you Big Meech the Dishing Tea Man. I tell you, you bring that tea. You bring it.
Oh, well, thank you, baby. Oh, my God. I love it.
Well, you just poured the biggest tea, cup of tea for me today.
Well, thank you, sugar, that I've done my job.
Yes,
okay.
You have. Yes, you have.
Oh, but honey, you are so rich. And the power in your vocals, how you made that boy sing. Now, Corby is a brilliant singer, but you pulled out of him a lot of the excitement, because I know he's a fan. And
yes.
All of the excitement of what that was, and you made that boy sing, because he sang the piss out that song. And you made him sing. And then to know, just to have that comfortability.
Yes, we got one of the three standing ovations that night after that song. It was amazing. Yes.
That was an amazing set, honey. Y'all did that thing right there, honey. I'm scared of you. I said, look at here, okay?
Yes, so, it's something that's a newfound talent. Well, I can't say newfound because we all sing the blues in our own form, but to sing it in that range, oh, that boy did make me sing. I didn't make him sing. He made me sing.
See,
what
when
a
you have good artistry
talent.
Like that, it pushes out the best in everyone. And so you come from that. So you, that was the beauty of LaBelle, because
yes.
when it worked and everybody was in their zone and everybody
yes.
got crazy at the same time, that's I was in the stratosphere then, because I floated, and I still do. That now, everybody who knows me, those who are listening, all of my friends and stuff, they know I am a LaBelle nut. Everybody knows that. They know this. Okay, if you were to cut me open, it was spell LaBelle.
Oh,
okay?
My And a lot of that credit goes to, Vicki Wickham and the Who's management when they first structured the group. They stressed individuality. I mean, that was one of the things that they had never seen in a female group.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they took us to a place where we had never ventured before. And that was part of my development, yes.
Okay. Oh, let me bring myself back in. Right, because I'll tell you, I'm out there, girl. let me reel myself in for just a second.
Okay.
Because I placed the question on the table,
yes,
and that was, with developing your set, how did you pick the songs? How did you know what to sing? And then how did the treats, you know, for the diehard like me, you know... see, when I go to the concerts and things, yes. You know, I'm like, okay, I know the hits they got to sing because that's what, you know, they're the hits for the reason. Yes. That's what made them. Yes. But then I'm like, okay, see, I'm a B-side girl.
Well, how we do this is that, you know, especially with the team I have now, and particularly Robert, who himself has studied music and trained and gotten, you know, a great vision of from whence I've come to. We look at the message as well. And, you know,
okay.
With the new one-woman show, it's still concert-oriented because you can place this anywhere with the acting and what have you. But we talk about the message, and the first song that I open the show with is I'm Still Here, Been Through So Much in My Life, Every Day a Different. And with that, we go into, he says, okay, then you do what you did with Keith, which is time on my side.
On my side, right.
You know, and the guys, my background singers, Keith Fluid and Joe Buck, they lead the stage. And then I go into Going Where Chilly Winds Don't Blow.
Mm.
And, you know, I Love Paris, talk about the travel in my life and what I've done as, you know, as a woman. And then I go into the time of Dinah Washington, and I do a Dinah Washington medley, and I do comedy, you know, which is Million Dollar Secret. Now, these are songs that I've never recorded, but they are there, and, you know, and talking about my time with Laura Nero, which is Buy and Sell. And then you so everything placed in a chronological, in a sense, you know, what my time was with each person that I work with. And then, of course, by the time we do that, then we get into something called the Heartbreak Medley, which consists of You Don't Bring Me Flowers, He's Out of My Life, and What Becomes of the Artist.
You poor... stop. Press pause, please. Oh, press pause. I'm hearing you.
Yes, and then we hit the...
I'm hearing you sing this, girl, and that just went through me. Oh, that just went through me.
Yes, and then we do, you know, we have a jazz version of I Only Have Eyes for You, which we sing sort of like Hendrix and Ross. We have that.
Yes!
Yes, yes. And the guys are back on the stage at that moment. And, you know, and we... You know, the LaBelle medley, they're done after that, which, you know, we start with What Can I Do For You? It took a long time. And then I do Hollywood, which I do not voice and my voice. You know, Phoenix, I Come Like the Pouring Rain, you know, and then we hit Lady Marmalade.
Do you do Phoenix?
Yes.
See, that's a... Phoenix.
Yes, and
Phoenix.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Ooh, girl, see, that's what I'm talking about. Oh,
yes.
Now see, I am one. I've been saying this for years. I said, Lord, if I ever get the opportunity, I'm gonna sit down my divas, honey. I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna say, girl, you need to do this. Is the playlist, okay, for me at this show, okay?
Yes, we all got to go like
what order.
Aura After the Sun, you know.
Okay,
I mean, wrote some great songs during that time. I mean, fabulous, wonderful songs, and those times can't be duplicated. But
no.
It has made a mark, and people really enjoy hearing them, which I really appreciate. Our producer, the producer for the Laurie Beachman Theater of my part of the show, Chip Duckett, he, after one show, he went, I knew it was there, you know, because I didn't plan on doing it quite so quickly, but I went to meet him because Joan Rivers plays the same theater, and she's there twice a month. I'm there once a month. And he said, you know, I heard you're working on your one-woman show. Of course, Dr. David took me there. And he said, I think you should bring it here. And I'm thinking, oh, we'll do it at the beginning of the year. He said, he called me and says, this was like August, the last week in August. He said, I want you to open. I want you to open in October. I went, But
okay.
We're there, and it works very well. And, you know, it's just a wonderful place because, you know, when you're not well and you're not feeling good, you know, Robert made me come up and take pictures. And I often go back to the place where they say, you know, Joseph in the Bible was thrown in a pit, but he wound up in his house. You know, so it's just like you – I'm excited about my music. I love it. And I have two of the guests that were on your show are going to remix another one of my songs on – they're going to Helen and Terry Jones.
And Terry, honey.
Yes, they're going to remix Something Inside.
Ooh.
And that's going to be a fall release. So it's, you know, I just, and they're also on the Board of Governors for the Grammys as well. So we're.
And they just won one. I was trying to figure out how I was going to transition into that. Because. Oh, let me say this to you.
Okay.
Because, sister,
yes.
Good ears and folks who appreciate good music know
yes.
how to share good music. And when you contacted me about those girls there.
Yes. They are amazing, aren't they? They are amazing, and they're everywhere. They do a lot of festivals. They're just amazing women. They've done many, many good things like soundtracks. They just work, and they work, you know, and to be in their presence. I mean, when they asked me to be on the Board of Governors, which was Craig White's idea, I was like, I can't do this. And to have met them and just to know that they grew up with us as well. It's just wonderful, wonderful.
How does it feel to have someone with their ability pay homage to you and Patty and Nona with decency and integrity and with fire and with feeling? Because those heifers sang the piss out of What Can I Do For You?
China, Terry, and Helen.
And Helen, HTC, I call them Hot Potty Chase them. Baby!
They shut it down. Yes, they did a wonderful job. I have never heard our music done in such a more powerful way. It was just amazing. And just to hear it, I mean, they duplicated and matched. I was amazed. Because some women tell me they can't sing that high. There's only one other person I know who used to do those high parts, BJ, said when she had her local group, she did it. But and she said, when I meet that Sarah Dash, I'm going to slap her. But, you know, it was really an honor because we'd done all this music over 30 years ago, and it still seems timely. It's just... when they told me they were going to do the song, I sat back. I didn't doubt them, but I wondered
mm-hmm.
what they were going to do. I thought,
do
you
with
know,
it. Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd take it in a lower register. But the sisters came to the point of the music, and they did it.
They were, and it appreciates. See, I'm a vocalist, but because I need ear training, the music intimidates me from time to time because I tend to go flat and I get into my own little register and I put in my inner LaBelle, my inner Stephanie Mills, my inner Luther, and my inner Jennifer Holliday all together and forget that I'm me. So.
Well, your inner diva will get you there, though.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So. I get intimidated by the music sometimes, but those sisters, and see, you come from that training, though. See, a lot of that live instrumentation, the music was right there. And if it did move into your spine, honey, you couldn't work it. And these sisters have that same feel, that music get down in that core, and they can't do nothing but belt it out because it's got to come out. It moves you.
Well, they are a prime example of talent and their love for our music and respect. I would say respect, because they respected themselves enough to know that if they were going to do it, they had to be on it. And they did it. They did it.
Exactly.
They did
it. Exactly. So let me say thank you for introducing me to those girls.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because, darling, I'm following them. I keep in touch with them and carrying on. I'm introducing them to the world, honey. And this, that, and the third, because I affectionately call them this generation's LaBelle. Because we never had it. And I affectionately call them that. Especially the parallels for them to be Philadelphia and Jersey. I said, child, that's Patty was in Philly. And Nona and Sarah and in Jersey, I said, look at this. Is that there is just too, I don't believe in coincidences. It's too coincidental to be a coincidence. You
and
know.
I'm around Patty, Nona, and myself. I mean, particularly me, since I'm doing these, I'm on the board and I get to see them once a month or hear them, talk to them. And when they told me that they I said I wanted to do a remix. They were like, we are the ones. And we had our first official meeting yesterday regarding the project. And when they finished telling me about it, I was floating. I'm looking forward to this new mix. It's just amazing what they told me. It's the plan, you know, God being on our side, you know, I think they are going to knock this out of the box for me.
Okay. I'm telling you, honey, I've been sitting up here floating, and every time I say it, I say, honey, I found these girls. Sarah done told me these girls. And they were like, Sarah who? I said, Sarah Dash. They were like, she told you. I said, yeah, she called me, she emailed me, she told me about these girls. And for her to give them an endorsement, especially as they playing with her music, this is what they did.
Yes.
And she told me, she said, the name LaBelle. But, baby, they give us a run. I said, ooh, well, wait, if that's coming from Joseph's star, let me hear what this is about.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
And thank you again. So,
You're welcome.
Honey. And that, now, you know, speaking to that and coming into new talent, and I know you're saying with your foundation and everything, when you come across new talent like that, what is that feeling for you, that joy? Is it, can you explain it, or is that what we call unspeakable joy?
It's unspeakable yet recognizable, because there's something inside of you that goes, wow, this has a feeling. There are some people who will sing and emulate a note for note, but the feeling isn't often there. Soul, because soul music can be in any genre of music, but the soul, you feel the soul when there's a talent. You feel it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know it. It gives you, you know, goosebumps. You feel it. You know, there's nothing else I can say other than that. You know, and it's just amazing.
Ooh.
But they are the ones.
Okay. Now, let me do this, because I see this call has been blinking in and out, and that means that you're having problems with your phone or you're in a hurry and you want to say something. I'm going to let you come in and say it now. This 215-271. I'm coming to you right now, sugar. Hey, babies, you're on the air. You're dishing tea with Big Meech. To say hello to Miss Sarah Dash.
Hi, Big Meech. Hi. We just love the show. We just love Miss Sarah Dash. You know, we got this text about 2:00 in the morning saying, you better call in because Miss Dash is going to be on my show.
That's right.
And we already knew about it, see, because she was with Miss Dash yesterday, and we are two of her biggest fans.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know this number. That's a come. I'm sitting up here looking all dumbfounded. I'm like, okay, I know it's somewhere. But and I was expecting, I knew you girls were going to call in, but everybody going to think I set this up because I just got through talking about y'all like that. But
no, you didn't. You didn't set it up at all. No, you did not.
No, you did not.
It just happened to happen the way it did. And we were on the phone like, oh, my God. But wait a minute. Can we go back? Because candy from a baby. Oh, my gosh. Love it.
Okay, girl.
We didn't know about that.
Wait
you
a minute.
Didn't.
No,
you
I
know
love
about
it.
That?
No.
No.
We hadn't heard that one, Sarah.
Never? Oh, my goodness. I
no.
Oh, isn't that a different sound? It's
oh, I
different.
Love it.
Oh,
I'm going on.
Honey.
Yes.
That there is just, it's you know, a lot of the music that you did, Sarah, and along with the girls, you know, it was, I like to call it women's anthems and things and something like that. You know, particularly
yes.
Now when we're dealing with, you know, with, a world that lacks a lot of love, everything is all physical. That there still brings about the joy of being a woman, yet I can easily hear that between loving couples, you know, those who are intimate with one another without disrespecting one another. And that there is a fun song, you know, like
yes.
I said, you just ooze that, and it just has all of that femininity in it, and everything that we just love about it so much, and the girl in me just wants to just, I just want to just purr, and I'm like, oh, just,
put the pump there, right, it's sachet. Well, we just wanted to call in real
yes.
quick and just say, we love Miss Sarah Dash, this is our sister,
yes,
we let me tell you, you guys, if
we
you
get
just
together
tune in to our sessions
yes.
and listen to us, you talk about a reality show.
Yes.
OMG.
Okay.
So we just
we
love you.
We decided yesterday that we are a reality show.
Yes.
Well, how about it? Okay.
And
like,
let's
okay,
just say
now,
this.
I'm
let me
throw
tell
that
you what our
there.
Names are. Wait a minute, what's Terry's name again, Sarah?
Pretty Nice.
Yeah, pretty nice. Terry's pretty nice. And me, because, see, Miss China, she was out in Newark, because, you know, China just got married, and she's still in honeymoon land. We
all
had
right.
to bring her in.
Really?
She's coming out of it, though, because we got a nice little email for her. She's like, okay, I'm ready now.
Right. Well, you know,
but,
y'all
but,
had to get, let her get a minute, because, you know, they need to take
yeah,
their time
that.
To do
yes.
their thing, you know.
Yes, she
yes.
had to, and we're so happy about
Helen,
that.
Helen, your
but
name
Terry
is,
is pretty nice. What? I'm nice nasty. Helen is nice nasty. And Miss Sarah Dash's name is Sweet and Sarcastic. And let me tell you something. Because, see, Terry, see, people, Terry don't know what's going on because she just want to just love everybody. And me and Miss Sarah got to pull her coattail sometimes
uh-huh.
and say it's good to love, but sometimes you got to love from afar.
Yes.
Now, you know.
They keep me in check. They keep me in check.
Terry just walked us right into the fire. Come on, y'all.
Yes,
everything
she
loves.
She does. And she's like, oh, that's so nice. And we're like, what? This is rude.
Mm. Now that
yes.
there is that's interesting because listening to old interviews with you, Sarah, with Sarah Nona and Patty, that was the same
yes.
kind of relationship, you know.
Wow.
That they had exuded and over the years as I've listened to interviews and carrying on, that was that same kind of thing. So to actually have that I'm not envious, honey. I'm one of those I'm like, damn, I wish I was there. See, if I was there, honey,
yeah.
you
let
know what I mean?
You,
I just need to be in the energy of it because to get it secondhand, something is missing. I'm like, ooh, I should have been there so I could catch some facial expressions, so I catch that neck roll, and I just need to
yes.
be there. You
it's
know what
wonderful.
I mean?
And I tell you, all the fans out there, Miss Sarah Dash, you know, we sat down. I went over to the piano, and I started playing, and she was out in the other room in the studio, and she was getting her coffee, and when she came in the room, jumped right on the chord, started creating the song, her voice just filled the whole room. The power of her voice
yes.
is amazing. Her melody, she can write. A
she
lot of people
write.
Don't know that. She can write.
She is a writer. A writer
her ear
that,
is impeccable, and I just turned around. I had to stop. I looked.
Yeah.
I said, no
yeah.
shit.
Yes, you did.
And
right.
with coffee
okay.
in hand,
yes.
okay, just took a sip and just went off into the rafters.
Off the top of her head. Just,
what is this?
Right, and that's illegal.
Up like that, and wait a minute, Big Meech, you know I'm a contralto. Did you see my voice go up like that? She's shocked.
Right, okay.
I said she's so bad. So
uh-huh.
we just want to say we love you.
Yes, we do.
Thank
and,
you.
And we loved her show. We were in New York, and oh my God.
It was amazing.
God. She floored
oh
us. My favorite
God.
Song was the one about having a older man, being a young girl, get yourself an old man.
Uh-huh.
Was that it?
Okay,
Sarah?
Okay, now.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now.
And Big Meat, thank
yes,
you so much for supporting
you.
All of us.
Yes.
You are a
yes.
true gem, and we can't wait to all come to Atlanta or you come up here.
Whatever.
And we can all just have a crazy time.
Mm-hmm. Baby,
yes.
okay,
yes.
I'm telling you now, I'm a bring Weave Track in my bag because when I let my hair down, if I ain't got enough, I'm going to add some just to shake it.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying, Rapunzel, Rapunzel.
Yes, yes. Oh my
okay,
goodness.
We love y'all,
love
and
you.
We'll talk soon.
Thank
okay.
you, sisters. Okay.
All right.
Oh my Lord, I was not expecting them to call in like that. I didn't know that was them.
Great surprise. That was a great surprise. Yes.
I wanted them to surprise you, but I thought they was gonna call in from a number that I knew. I'm looking for their number. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna suck it. God,
oh,
they just
my
sucked
goodness. Yes, as I told you, we had our first official meeting, and I know that we're going to grow together as writers as well. I
wow.
feel something just told me that while they were talking about my improvisation yesterday with music. It just, she hit the chords, and I went.
You went, okay, ha, because it took you there. Okay,
yes,
it took you
yes.
there. Okay, I love that.
Yes.
Love it. Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, let me tell you,
when they saw my show in New York, they saw me with just the keyboard and the voices, and now it's grown with the bass player and the drummer. And,
oh,
you know,
crystal.
Yes, I started out the one-woman show with just keyboards and the two background singers, and now we have my cousin Buddy Wayans playing drums, and his sub is Damon.
Stop!
And,
okay.
Yes, and we have Gary Haas playing the bass. It's grown to that place now. Yes.
Hot diggity damn. Boom, honey. I'm telling you. Okay, I'm right now. I have to take a break because all of that, my shoulders, everything is in my shoulders right now. And I'm glad I'm sitting down because I'm shaking.
Oh.
Okay. With energy, and I know I could turn a light bulb on if I hold it. Okay.
My word.
I'm going to take a break. But okay. before I do this, because I want to, let's move into the new single. I want to know, okay, you had the gospel album with the Seventh Child, and let's talk about the newness of the music and the sound and what it is that you're, because this track, sister. Okay. Yeah, that was me throwing my handkerchief. Okay. Anyway. We're getting to that in just
all
a minute.
Right.
Let me. Oh Lord, honey. Yeah. I got to calm myself. Calm yourself. That's what Diana said in the concert one time. Calm yourself. So let me do that, and I'll talk with you on the other side of this break.
Okay.
The dream has become a vision. The vision has become reality. After 12 years of committing to an organization that taught liberation theology, leaving because of having outgrown the teachings of that institution, facing the crossroads of deciding to return to traditional religious teachings or to move forward in the newness of spiritual awareness, the time has come where Detroit native and internet talk show host Big Meech shares with the world what has been placed on his heart. Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, is a collection of blogs that motivates, inspires, and encourages a reader to explore the depths of who they are and stimulate spiritual growth and development. It is designed to stimulate conversation and dialogue as readers share their own experiences of what the offerings in the book mean to them, Whether the reader agrees or disagrees with what it has to offer, awakenings, epiphanies along a spiritual journey, the dialogue created and generated from discussions will be a catalyst for introspection, healing, and personal development. For more information, or to get your copy, please go to www.facebook.com/awakebigmeech or download your copy to your Kindles, smartphones, or iPads at www.smashwords.com. Awakenings, epiphanies along a spiritual journey. Are you ready? Are you ready to take the journey? Awakenings, epiphanies along a spiritual journey.
One song on our new album, Phoenix. They're all written by this lady here, Nona Hendrix. The lady with the white and silver. And Miss Silver Throat, I know you can hear me, is Sarah Dash with the Rare Dress song. And my name is Patti LaBelle. And we like to do a song written by Nona. Can I speak to you before you go to Hollywood?
Thank you. consider the end of the fruit that seeds your soul with no regret.
That's the way they do it. One more time, sugar.
Just open up them big old eyes.
And
indeed.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Big, big. That's another one. My Lord. And I do that in the show. Not quite as long, but wow.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that amazing?
Okay. Darling, I'm telling you, just
I am
wow.
So humbled by, I'm so humbled by this. I am so humbled by this.
Oh, bless your heart, honey. I am too, because I got to experience this when it was in the top 10, when it was on the album, when it was, you know, when we were still using albums, and it was a 33 LP, honey. I was a kid, but my mom grew, you know, she was a fan and went to all the concerts and things. And so to find video footage from those concerts and carrying on, like I said, I'd have been dead today, I'm telling you. Because I, child.
Well, let me just ask you this. Would you have had a rhinestone casket? That was really cold, but I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's go here because, please, I have the biggest question that I have had everyone ask me to ask you, and it may need to go to Nona because she wrote the song.
Yes.
And that is this song a slam, or was it directed to Mr. Richard Dwight that we now know as Elton John?
My, I hadn't thought of that. No, it really came about because Patty had, at the time, we were still working on our focus and, you know, trying to develop and bring LaBelle to where we wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And who had experience seeing us at the Apollo as Patty LaBelle and Bluebells, we've now come back from London. Everyone's talking about the new look. We've taken off our wigs. We don't wear the same gowns and shoes any longer. And we're starting a revolution in the way that women look on stage and also in our dress. We went to London. We came back free souls. And some people, she was in an airport one day, and, you know, for the sake of those who are living, I won't say their names, but they sort of gave her the cold shoulders, like, oh, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And, well, where are you on your way to, was the question asked by Patty. And, oh, I'm going to L.A. She said, oh, they're going to Hollywood. Well, there was a friend of ours who always said to us, look at them, they've gone to Hollywood. So Patty came back and said, you know, Nona, write this song. Can I speak to you before you go to Hollywood?
Hot damn. I love it.
Yeah, so that's how that song came about.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I've heard that it was, you know, a lot of folks thought that it was to Elton John. You know, some folks thought that it was to Cindy Birdsong. Some folks, you know, there's, you know,
the
just fill in a name, Diana Ross. You know,
well, the song was written for all those who don't have the time to be human. I think it's so rude when artists run into their fans or friends alike, and you walk up to them, you say, hi, how you doing? And they're very icy and very cold. Who do you think you are? Where do you get off not being nice to people? Because God blessed you with a certain amount of success, which can be fleeting.
Right.
How are you not going to deal with other people with respect? You know, you may not like the person, then that's still okay. But there's no reason to be rude or to give someone the cold shoulder because you were just on Dancing with the Stars or, you don't have that right because your body functions just like mine, you know. And when it's time, see, everybody has a season, okay?
We have a season
that we go through. And some people leave this earth plane wanting to have that season again. You're supposed to take advantage of that and work that. Johnny Mathis works his season.
He still plays
and sings the songs that were hits in the 50s and the 60s. And because he has the vision of what God has blessed him with, he is a perfect example of how one should continue with the blessings that you were given. He is very nice, he's very sweet, and that's why the Lord has continued to bless him to go and fill places to the rafters like he just is number one on the Billboard charts.
Exactly.
It's very disturbing, too, that we as artists let people say you don't have it anymore because you don't hear us on the radio on a constant basis or every day. I think you shouldn't let anyone diminish who you are because the work that you've done and people knowing who you are, that should say something to you. So you're not going to have a hit record every day of your life. But that doesn't mean that you are any less of a talent because you did get that hit record to establish your place in the world.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Wow.
And I find when if someone walks up to me and says, oh, you're not on the radio anymore, and are you?
Ooh.
You know? But, you know, that doesn't diminish who I am. Because my record's not being played on the radio, it doesn't take away the gift that God has given me. And there are some on the radio that you can't even see live. You go, what?
Exactly.
You know? So I just feel that it's time for America, it's time for the world. And I don't think it's necessarily the world that is doing this. I think it's an inner thing. And again, like you said in the beginning, Meech, the team and the people that you put around you, they are mirrors of your soul. If you want to know me, see, look at my friends. You want to know who I am?
Look
at the people I'm around. Look who I place myself in the presence of. Then you will know me. So if you,
if you
understand that, because I'm a little tired of it, and I'm a little, you know, tired of people saying, oh, if they lost it. Yeah, some people will lose their voice because every 7 years our vocal ability changes. It doesn't mean we can't sing anymore, but our range will drop because as you get older, that's what happens. And then some people have the ability to continue with the range. You know, God has blessed us in that area. But that I don't think that anyone, any artist, you should not do that to people. I'm telling our listening audience, if someone, you know, made a record that you still remember and it still makes you feel good, don't walk up to that artist and say, well, you don't have it anymore. You're not happening anymore. You, every day you get up and you breathe and Lord put life in your body, you are happening. And if people think that you are not, you need to change your level or your group. You need to get around some people who encourage you as a human being.
Okay? Sarah?
But I'm a little tired of it.
Sarah?
I'm sorry.
No, that's delicious. That is so delicious. See, this is what is missing in the music and in artistry today. I mean, there are a number of children out there, honey, who, you know, are real good spirits and carrying on, but the core of the music industry today and that whole artist development issue and thing, that there is the spirit of what artist development was about. It was to respect the other artists because we're all in this business together. It was about understanding who you are and recognizing your place here. It was about understanding that, hey, you have to make sure that you stay true to who you are. And the second that you disregard anyone, you start to take away from who you are. And then your star doesn't shine as bright as you think it is, sweetie. It's all illusion and delusion.
You know, I mean, it's wonderful that I can look on and hear things from you too as you play today. And that means that, you know, work has been done and there's work still to be done.
Exactly.
But if a Rembrandt can sell for millions of dollars, and that was painted how many years ago?
You better say that.
What is wrong with you? What's wrong with that? You are still relevant. You may not want to perform anymore, but that doesn't take away the work you've done. It doesn't diminish
you
it.
You better say that. If a Rembrandt can still sell for millions of dollars, and it was painted how many years ago, that you need to know that you are still relevant.
Yes.
And the work that, see, that is what the gift is, the gift and the legacy and everything. And if you're not real with it, and if you're not in tune with it, and if you're not using your gift for the greater good, that's what all the gifts are for. Just like
that's
the Rembrandt, honey, was hundreds and hundreds painted. They thought he was crazy when he painted it.
Absolutely.
But now, it is a work of art that is to be treasured, and not everyone trying to break their neck to get into that tax bracket to buy one.
Yes,
that
you know.
Is what this is. Girl,
Yes,
see, that's
you
a
know,
beautiful segue.
Yes, that's why people, I mean, when someone passes and people all of a sudden their records start going up the charts, why didn't they see that? Why didn't they see that? Why didn't they see that?
Right.
You know?
Right. That's a beautiful segue into the new material, honey, because, this new material. Hold on. He'll be right there.
Yes, he will.
Just hold on.
Hold on. He's right there, you know. You know, I know that he reigns. And he reigns inside of us because, you know, people tremble. He's here. He's here. All you have to do is call on him. He's right there. You know, he'll be right there. Yes, he will.
Okay. In the tea room. Girl, you just blew up the tea room. A dummy tree. Hey, he's in here. He's from Germany. He said it drives him nuts, too. People don't buy music, but once they die, they become great again. I don't get that. That mainstream consumer market. Okay. I have to go here because with the new material, I'm going to play it first, and then let's talk about it, because this is just a beautiful, this just segue right into that, just right into it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Give you mercy. Yes, he will.
Okay.
And the young man that's singing on that song, we're both PKs, preacher's kids, in other words.
Yes.
And his father pastored a church that my father was one of the founders of here in New Jersey. His name is Carl Dixon. And it's so amazing how your life comes full circle. You know,
right.
Here he you know, younger, watching me on television and doing all these shows, and now there's an opportunity that he's singing with me. And the author of that song, Jason King, Gavin, did some mixing, and we have the wonderful DJ Spin with his mix. There's Julius Hollingsworth. He's on the song. Jason's singing background. I'm singing backgrounds. Jason told me on the track, the original track, he said I did 19 minutes of ad lib, so I don't know how they pull that together.
I need to hear that. I want all of that. I want all of it. Ooh.
Yes. Robert Risco did a video that you all are just going to love. We will be putting it up on my website shortly, which is www.sarah-.net. You can also go to the website for Hold On, which is www.sarah-holdon.com, and you can purchase it there or listen to it there. We appreciate every moment of your time when you go there, because Hold On is such a message. You know, that's all we have to do is just hold on. We don't need to go to drinking and drugs and all that stuff, because you can get a high spirit that goes far beyond anything you can imagine.
That's right.
And I say to those who are tricked by the enemy into having, you know, things that don't really come to a good end, I urge you to go somewhere and hold on. Hold on to a program. Hold on to your life. Because when you let it get out of hand, that means you're not holding on to the promise.
That's it.
You know, there's a purpose. We have a promise. He didn't say we wouldn't have battles, but he promised us victory. He promised us that. And it doesn't matter who you are. It is there for everyone. Everybody. It doesn't matter whether you wear five dresses or two pairs of shoes or you got 10 set of fingers on each arm, you still have the victory.
Exactly. I'm down to the last 10 seconds. Real quick, we're about to stop streaming. I have a couple more questions. You can catch everything in the archives. And I just want to thank you for your love and your support. I want to say that now. Good.
Thank
267.
You.
I'm coming in to you. If you're online, honey, and can still hear me, I got you. Okay? But 267, let me go here, because you just put your hand up. 267-235. 267-235. Hello there, darling. You're dishing tea with Big Meech. Just say hello to Sarah Dash.
Hello, Miss Dash, and hello, Big Meech. I just want to say hello. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Good. That's good. I've been a lifelong fan, and I just want to tell you that it was wonderful meeting you yesterday, and I'm glad you enjoyed the fair.
Oh, Damon.
Yes, ma'am. How are
we
you?
We visited Craig White's new studio in Philadelphia, where Terry and Helen and I had the meeting, and this man calls us, and he's coming by. He brought us some food in there. Shrimp with pasta, broccoli, a wonderful salad with cranberries and walnuts, and my favorite, some wings.
He had
our lips with our hands. It was amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. He gave me some workout tips for my arms. I have arm and baking soda arms, you know. So he gave me those, because the man is built like a brick house.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to tell you it was a pleasure meeting you yesterday, and good luck with everything upcoming that you're working on.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you too, and your catering and all your properties and your little 3-year-old precious angel.
Thank you. I'm so glad. I'm surprised you remember. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Oh, bless you, sweetie.
All right. Take care, baby.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I love it.
Yes. That's the wonderful thing about this music industry. You get to meet some wonderful, kind, and giving people. Not that you don't meet the others, but you just pray over them and bless them. Well, if you can't pray over them, you pray for them.
But okay.
He was just a wonderful spirit that entered into my life yesterday. Great.
Okay. I love it. Now, with this song, Hold On, Honey, we talked about the message. But, you know, the groove of it, and I am one who adores gospel house music because, it, you know, the message in it, the beat of it, you know, it will transcend. It could go into the clubs and carry on. Kind of like back in the day, I had to tell some children back in the day, a lot of the singers had came straight from the church. So all they knew were gospel songs. And so when they just added a little different beat to it, honey, they were able to, it sounded like something that could go in the club, and they were able to minister in the clubs or whatever.
The Clark Sisters, you know, You Brought the Sunshine in My Life. Remember that one?
Yes, of course.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, dancing in the Bible, I mean, you know, there were dancers in the Bible. There were singers in the Bible. But, you know, I mean, so we have it today, and I can't tell you what to do or how to move, but it is like biblical, and it's of that spirit time, you know. So, you know, if we can do this and bring a word while you're having a good time, it's you know, I feel so blessed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jason King is also one of the directors of the Clive Davis Music Group program or curriculum that they have at the New York, New York University. He's one of the directors of that program. And, you know, we worked on this song. We did this, we did that, and came back. I went back and forth to New York. I was working on restoring my family home at the time. Mm-hmm. And every time I went to New York, I came back and saw another way to do something differently. And, you know, it was just, he's a wonderful foresight. He has great foresight. And he's just a wonderful man, a wonderful person.
All right. So with this new single, are we looking forward to a complete CD album project, or are you going to just be recording singles? Are we looking at the one-woman show to become a recorded project? What are some of the plans that you can reveal?
Well, yes, I can reveal this. We are working. We film every show. We record every show. And we're looking at, our focus is to look at a HBO special.
Get on a heel. Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. It's a blessing to have, you know, to be able to stand on the stage and talk about your history. And history, again, I'm going to reveal this. For the first time, is that on Saturday, August 11th of this year, there is a show that's called the Triple Goddess Twilight Review, celebrating the music of Laura Nyro. On that show, we're going to have Desmond Child and Rouge starring Nona Hendricks and Sarah Dash working together first time without Patty, but... That's what you're going to see in New York City at Lincoln Center and the outdoor concerts.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Sister, August 11th?
August 11th in New York City at Lincoln Center, the outdoor summer series.
Okay. I got to plan a ticket. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Oh my God. Because I was just about to ask you, you know, I know with everyone's schedule being as tied up as it is, I'm looking for Patty to come on the show, but, you know, getting with her people, and she has been tied up, and all of the people who do her calendars and stuff were like, okay, honey, we can't do it right now because she's going to be here, she's going to be there. How often do you...
We just might have a surprise for you.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, because, you know, LaBelle did the Laura Nero stuff.
Yes, I know. How do I never hit the bells? Oh, you better understand.
Yes.
You better understand. What was that reunion tour like for you? The album, the tour, you know, that whole energy again. Wow. You know, because for me, when you girls came together back for Patty's first video, and you did Release Yourself, okay?
Yeah.
That there destroyed everyone. Okay, you destroyed everyone. Come on, girls, and y'all come out destroyed. Okay, I think we were still picking up the pieces, and we were still putting our faces together when you girls came together and did Turn It Out for Too Long Fu.
Yes.
Okay.
We continued to work. Down through the years, not on a constant basis, but doing some important pieces of work together. And the reunion tour was quite, it was different after 30 years. We're all mature now.
Right.
You know, Nona and Patty, hot to trot. I had been ill and had some, physical things that were beyond my control, so a little chunkier. But let me tell you, when the pastors prayed over me so that I could get out there and do what I had to do with Nona and Pat, I tell you, that voice of mine opened up and the Lord was right there.
Yes, it did. Because there's a couple of times Patty just threw the mic and was like, okay, take it, girl, because go. You know, and I love it when she gets into that zone because that y'all are sick of y'all face it. When everybody gets into that zone and y'all just sit up there just throwing your hands at one another, but like, you better, girl, yes, okay. Okay,
well,
Nona sitting up here climbing up on drums and carrying on, honey.
Carrying on. And, you know, Nona always does some comic move. She'll oftentimes slip, and she's always bumping into things. And one night she did miss the bass drum. And after the show, she was sitting there with ice on her knee. I walked into the room and just burst out laughing, not laughing at her, but, you know, it's like she is always that risk taker with her physical self. You know, and she keeps her body great, and Patty keeps those vocal, aerobics going.
Yes.
You know, I just, in my show, I do say something, you know, about, sure, this is during the Heartbreak Medley, and I say to, you know, when I'm telling the story about it, I said, you know, I didn't understand how she could get him, but of course, I had gained a few pounds, and now I'm giving you faith. That's what I give you, faith.
Ooh.
So you recognize what your I'm not saying that my contribution was only faith, but, you know, we have all these contributing physical factors that still make up the body of the group. I mean, I call ourselves the what is that group? The one girl who always struggles with her weight.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but that's not my issue because, you know, everything is coming together again. But during that reunion tour, I learned so much about life and about people and about the talents and how, you know, the earth shifts and so will you. I learned...
Mm.
Quite a bit, you know, the heartbreaks and the things that we've gone through and different phases of our life and what we had to do as people and what, you know, what was going on and what brought us to the level of saying, let's give our audience a proper, you know, goodbye.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
we never had any closure on our break.
Okay.
And we still haven't broken up, but this is what we owe you because we never said a proper goodbye to you.
Right. Right.
So we came back now to let you see and experience us, you know? And I think we will always do that. I don't think it's, one should never say it's over until it's over. And when
right.
is that? Because the work you do continues to live on.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I will say this because on the Back to Me project.
Back to Now.
Back to Now.
Mm-hmm.
The song Without You in My Life.
Nona actually wrote that when we broke up 30 years ago.
Okay. That song, when you guys were recording for Patty's show, and Nona was telling us the backstory of that, and she said, I always know when I get Pat because she was sitting down, and when I sang the song, she said, Pat just sat up on the edge, and she said, that's it. That's the song that I need. And all of that, and how exuberant she became with it. And when I hear that song, or when I hear you girls sing that, number one, I feel the love and the sisterhood. I hear all of the beginnings when you were 16 and 17, going through the Bluebell period, going through the changes in the from the Ordettes and all of that. I hear all of that. I hear the struggles. I hear the triumphs. I hear the lawsuits from about, you know, I sold my heart to the junk man and all that introduction to the music industry. I hear all of that. And to come to now, back to now, I love that, back to now, without you in my life. And I say that humbly to you. I say that to Patty. I say that to Nona. I say that to all the other artists out there who have touched me like that. Without you in my life, honey.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Very powerful words.
Just dot, dot, dot.
You can turn that around to your spiritual life, too, without God in my life.
Yes. Yes.
You.
Yes, because it speaks to all of that. It speaks to all of that, and just with honey, without you being the vessel, that particular message would not have come forth because it was meant for you to be a part of it. So without you, honey, the message would not have come. And I just thank God for your obedience, for your willingness to persevere, even though you may not have wanted to, or whatever the case may have been, you were there, and thank you. And I'm going to speak on behalf of the fans, on behalf of those who have been touched by the voice of Sarah Dash, the power of Sarah Dash, the spirit of Sarah Dash, the pussycat kitten of Sarah Dash, the woman of Sarah Dash, the business of Sarah Dash. I speak on their behalf because I'm sure that they will be in agreement with me. Without you, honey, my life would have no meaning because you have been an integral part of that.
Thank you.
And continue to be through your music and through your work and through your humanitarianism. And I
want to say this to you. Without you, you know, you're on. See, there are certain people that have their ear to the ground and to the sky. I call them eights. You're an eight. Okay, you have your head to the heavens, and your feet to the ground. And we need grassroots kind of people like you. You keep us where we need to be. And without this program, without this internet radio, we have a place to come to when we want those who are interested in what you do to hear you. And the book that you've written, The Awakening, I mean, I read it, and I said, you know, I give this man respect because it takes. I don't care what you think or what you feel. This is my life.
Exactly.
And it means something to me. And yet you touch on the music. You are a blessed child.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I received that. I received. Thank you.
You are a blessed child. And I'm trying to get the one-woman show across the country. And we're looking at different agents, different people from IN to see the one-woman show. And I can hardly wait until I'm in Atlanta so that you can see.
Oh,
if
girl.
You don't get to New York to see the show, I'm waiting to get to Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and we're working on that. We're working on it because I have people that fly in every month from these various cities
mm-hmm.
to see it. I mean, one night, half of the audience was from Vegas, D.C. I think there was about 20 people that came from D.C. I mean, it was just amazing that
wow.
the interest is there. It's there, and because they want to see and hear what I have to say about the group. And I think that's – I'm having a moment. I almost started crying just now. But just feel the love. Thank you so much, Big Meech. Thank you.
Thank you, my darling. Now, give everybody the next dates. I know you have a show coming up on the 18th,
yes.
I believe.
On May 18th, there is – I pulled those dates up so that I could talk to you about them. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
The next show is May 18th. The show after that is – June, you're going to kill me. June 9th, July 12th. August, of course, we'll be preparing for the Triple Diva show, Triple Crown show. And I'm back again September 13th. And October and November 10th is the last appearance unless we decide to carry it further. But I'm there straight through November 10th once a month. And folks can go to www.spin, that's S-P-I-N, cycle, NYC.com. That's www.spincyclenyc.com. And you will be able to get all the dates there.
All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. And how is your fragrance line going and all of that? Yes.
Fragrance is doing wonderful. We sell it at the venue when I appear. The skin line has been a little iffy in coming. We still give out samples when we can because my business manager wants all that to debut on one of the shopping networks, and I can't tell you which one that's going to be on, but they're all looking at us. And Joan Rivers told me, whenever I come on that shopping network, she said, please do not have red, blue, or green polish on because it will take away from the product. I thought I would die. She was so amazing. You know, she's been very helpful to me. Very helpful.
Oh,
yes.
That's my shout out to Joan Rivers. I've been loving her as well over the years.
Yeah, she's amazing. And that reality show is something else.
Okay,
she's
I know.
An amazing woman. She's quite a businesswoman. In all her humor, she is still a human being. And I love her for that. I love her for that. And she takes time to talk to you. She realized she has something to say, and she is just there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your day. I've got to just thank you once again for blessing me with your time and just thanking the Omniverse for allowing us to be in the same space, the time and space.
Yes, yes.
You know, because had I not been here at this time, I'd have missed all of this. I'd have missed all of this. So,
well, you know, God put you where you need to be.
Exactly, exactly. So now we're going to do a shout out. I'll give everybody your personal website again where they can contact you. We have the www.spincyclenyc.com for information on the One Woman Show, Sarah Dash, One Woman. And then send us where we need to go, sister.
Okay, for Hold On single, it's www.sarah-holdon.com. And for my personal website, it's www.sarah-net. And Sarah is spelled with an H.
Okay. Sarah-net. Okay.
And Sarah-holdon is one word.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah-holdon.com. Yes.
Well,
and that site also will direct you to my personal website.
Wonderful.
But once you just go there. And I do try to answer all the mail that comes through my website. It keeps me busy, but it keeps me real.
Okay. Your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Sarah Dash. My Twitter is Sarah Dash. What else do I do? MySpace. I haven't been there for a minute. Sorry, guys. But I'm on Twitter and Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and Platzo.
All right.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you and your friends in New York City at the One Woman Show and in August. So when you were laughing about your money, I was like, does he know about charge it?
Okay, girl, does he get out of my head? Get out of my head. Here is a piece of history. When I lived in New York back in 95,
okay,
I met Patty on your birthday in 1995.
Really?
When she kicked off her makeup line at Macy's.
Yeah.
I did not have a dime in my pocket, but that day, before I went over to the Macy's Market, I was getting there very early. I hadn't checked my mail. That day, I had just received a brand new credit card in the mail because we had to buy $20 worth of product at least to get a picture with Patty. I got a credit card in the mail that day. And ran.
Oh, my. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Oh, those credit cards will get you in trouble.
Oh, honey, I know. But that's why, honey, I'm telling you, August 11th, honey, I'll be right there. I'm going to put that into the omniverse, honey. Okay.
Well, I tell you, my cousin, John Dash III, he keeps it real for me. I mean, he is part of my team as well. I failed to mention his name. I guess that's because he's always telling me, keep it down, cuz, keep it down. But God is good. God is good. Yes.
All right. Well, my darling, I thank you for this time.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, honey. Believe it or not, we have been talking for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my.
I know. It goes.
Oh, see. Oh, my goodness. I feel as if I'm speaking with, I don't have any brothers any longer because I lost both of them last year, the last two living brothers. But I consider you my brother.
Oh.
And you are very
special. That means everything to me. Thank you. I cherish that. And as I cherish that moment, I'm going to cherish your time, honey. I'm going to let you go ahead on and finish your day and get the rest of it started. I'm going to bask in this moment and just say, honey, it is what it is. It's everything. It is everything because God is everything. So thank you so much for your time.
Yes, he is. I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you right back. Bye-bye. Woo! Honey. Yes, Jesus. I'm there, okay? I am there. I'm very emotional right now because I didn't want to. It's just very hard. heartwarming. Yeah. With all of that, shout outs to just the creator for everything. I just, yeah, I'm just thankful for being me. So, my darling, I'm going to take this time and just settle and calm myself. And thank you for listening. If you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, honey, tell an enemy. But do know this, that this thing is going to move forward one way, shape, style, form, or fashion. Join us next week, where I will be interviewing the cast of Between Women, an excellent, excellent, excellent online webisode. You can find it on YouTube, and you can catch all of the episodes now. They're up to 10 episodes, and they're coming to their season finale soon. So if you're not hip to it, go check it out, Between Women on YouTube, and they'll be here next week, and we will get all into the art of this particular show, African-American lesbian love in a way that has never been seen before. And it's real. I love the program. So we're going to be dealing with them next week. And, yeah, so like I said, thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. And you can finish all of your crumpets, honey, because the tea has been dished. And you've been dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meech. Until next time, honey, I'll talk with you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.